relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you kindly. What's that Jeff guy doing? Is he working? Is he busy? Is he on the phones? What's he doing?
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a big picture question. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
What's my job? Is it to, like, summarize the most important parts of the news or just give people flavors and snippets? What is... Because you know I'm a new guy. You're the pro.
Snippets, summarize some of the news sprinkled in there, then opinion.
Okay, because this article, I always get... You know, the Daily Mail writes these massive, you know, multi-thousand-word articles that nobody in America is doing. And I feel like I don't want to sit here reading the whole thing, but this is just too juicy. But I got to give a flavor, right?
Well, there's a lot of it you can't read.
Yeah, that's a problem because it's Hunter Biden. But my job is to what? Give a little flavor that's within FCC guidelines.
Yeah, but a lot of that is, I don't think it's been talked about enough. It was on Twitter, but not much on the radio.
That's true. That's true. And it won't be on TV except on Newsmax.
That's it.
All right. So, guys, if you've been asleep for the last 48 hours, I still have to talk a little bit about my trip to see President Trump yesterday in Trump Tower. We're going to go to Bedminster, and they canceled that. So, come to Trump Tower. It's weird. New York. Haven't been there since, you know, the big C, the COVID. It's different. It's different. Okay. This is from the Daily Mail. Exclusive. I can't. What? Sexual organs. Can I say sexual organs? What is the limit?
You can only say it four times as long as it's a minute apart.
But can I say penis?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. I need to check these things. Thank you, Sean. Exclusive. Hunter Biden addressed his... This is even weirder. His white lawyer. Hunter Biden addressed his white lawyer as the N-word. Can we find a better thing for the N-word? If we're not allowed to say the N-word, is it like, can we say like aubergine or something? The N-word. It just breaks the flow of a sentence. Exclusive. Hunter Biden addressed his white lawyer as N multiple times, used phrases like true dat N-word, and bantered, I only love you because you're black, in shocking texts unearthed days after Joe... unearthed days after Joe's emotional Tulsa speech decrying racism. That's good. Josh Boswell, don't know who you are. That's a good headline. Although, by the way, the journalist never writes the headline. So whoever wrote the headline, good job. Just a little soupçon, a little taste, a little... little chipolata of a sausage, if you will. Hunter Biden used the N-word multiple times in conversation with his white... Still don't get that. $840 per hour lawyer. Dude. What kind of lawyer is that? $845 an hour lawyer, his text messages reveal. And it's not just an article. They actually have the images of the the text messages for those of you watching on Rumble. And if you're not, why not? They have the images of the text messages. So let me give you a little tease. The president's Biden, who this is Joe Biden, Biden, who last week gave a speech decrying racism on the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre, has sought to portray racial justice as a top priority for his administration. Not his family. No. His administration. The president's son joked in a January 2019 text to corporate attorney George Mezires about a big penis and said to the lawyer, this is a quote from the text, "I only love you because you're black and true dat N-word." In another text a month earlier, he wrote to the Chicago lawyer saying, "How much money do I owe you? Because N-word, you better not be charging me the Hennessy rates." He's so sophisticated. This guy's so... I mean, he could be the son of a vice president. Or a man who bears the title of president. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm not reading anymore. It's filth. He's scum. He's pond scum. But the conclusion remains. If you wish to find out who this man is, then read the article. Let's post it. I posted it yesterday. Let's repost it on my Twitter and my Facebook pages. But here's the big take home. If there is white supremacy in America, if there are people who think it's absolutely fine to use the N-word, not with black people, they're so down with it, they can use it with white people, then it's the Democrats' problem. And more specifically, it is the Biden clan with a K. Yes, the Biden clan with a K. Biden has been a racist all his life. That's Joe Biden. Whether it was pallying with Democrat segregationists from the South, whether it was eulogizing or grinning a massive grin, standing behind a sedentary Robert Byrd, former leader of the KKK, whether it's talking about not wanting his children on the floor of the Senate, saying he doesn't want his children to grow up in a racial jungle, whether it's him saying last year, "If you didn't vote for me, you ain't black." Or perhaps most heinous of all, something I personally, I'm not God, okay? I'm not Jesus. I have limitations. I'm never going to forgive him. I will never, ever forgive Joe Biden for what he did to Clarence Thomas. He made that possible. He made that absolutely despicable attempt to politically crucify a good man, a truly good man. He made that possible as the chairman of the committee in which Clarence Thomas was accused with no evidence. One embittered woman's testimony, just like Blasey Ford, zero, zilch. One useless political tools, accusations of sexually inappropriate phrases, not even advances, comments that nobody witnessed, that nobody could corroborate. And the man who drove that high-tech lynching, as Clarence Thomas called it, was none other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden has always been a bigot. The Biden family is a bigoted family. And now, it shouldn't really surprise anybody that his son is a bigot and a racist as well. Do you remember, what was that story? Who was it? Was it Omarosa originally? I've got the tapes. Oh, President Trump, he used the N-word. That story, for weeks, for months. Where's the text message? Where's the audio tape? Who's that guy who used to be married to Roseanne? Tom Arnold. Is he still diving in dumpsters looking for audio tapes of Donald Trump saying naughty things? You know who the perverts are, right? I mean, you do know who they are. The ones who accuse us of being the bad guys. It's the left. They always, as Dennis says, what they accuse you of is what they do every single day. It's projection. Whether it's Jeffrey Toobin, whether it's Anthony Weiner, whether it's even Lolita Island and the man who committed suicide while the cameras were off. Yeah. Those aren't Republicans. Those are Democrats. So here's the challenge. Do we shrink? Do we say, I don't want to be in the limelight? I don't want to take the slings and arrows if I say something on Facebook? Well, guess what? We're going to talk to a woman right now who did more than just post something about the truth on Facebook. She saw them for what they are. Communists, Marxists, bigots, and racists. Like Biden, both of them. And she stood up to the local school board in Carmel, New York. And she's a hero. And we need more of her. Her name is Tatiana Ibrahim. And I am honored to have her with me next, here on the Salem Radio Network, on America First. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Find out for yourself. See the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and listen to those who are getting their lives back every single day across the nation. People like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. What an incredible story, but it's one of thousands. And you could be the next one. You deserve to know, and it's so very, very easy. All you have to do is order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse, to protest Black Lives Matters, when you have people sitting with signs that says all cops are bastards. Really? All cops are bastards? No, I think you people are, because the way you're acting and the way you're treating our children and our police officers and making them believe that it's okay to abuse them, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let you do that. I will become your worst nightmare, because I'm going to stand here and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting.
Thank you.
And if not, I can actually go out, get signatures. What happens if we stop paying school taxes? You're going to arrest all the community, the majority of the community? No, I don't think so. This won't be the last of me. I want everyone to know what's going on, because you're hiding it. You're hiding it. You know who does that? Communists do that.
I can't play that clip long enough. That is America. I'm so jelly. Isn't that what the kids say? My buddies at Newsmax got to her first. Yes, Greg Kelly had her on her show, but we tracked her down. She is a patriot, and she is the tip of the spear. Tatiana Ibrahim, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to know how you are now that you are famous literally overnight. We're going to talk about the first meeting. We're going to talk about what happened last night. But first, how has your life changed in just the last few days, Tatiana?
I mean, it's amazing. You know, I'm glad that people are waking up. Maybe this is a new movement. This is a new movement. People are waking up. They're seeing that, you know, that they can do this. I'm not the only one. You just need a little push. You need to just be, you need to be fearless. You have to throw on those heels, girls, and be fearless. I mean,
and she means that if you haven't seen the full video from the Carmel County school board meeting, she had leopard skin, leopard pattern high heels on last night. I think she was in her red high heels. Tatiana, let's talk about not just what you did, why you're so courageous. Who are you and who is your father? And what is it that you are so angry about being taught to your children in Carmel County?
So I am a retired stay-at-home mom and wife. And my father is a retired NYPD officer who worked back in the 70s and 80s and encountered the Black Panthers and every other racial group that this indoctrinated communist education system is teaching our children. I'm tired of my child having to feel silenced and feeling that we are, you know, wishy-washy. We don't like Black. We don't like white. We don't like this because the school system are poisoning their mind, and I'm tired of it. And I'm not gonna have my child or anyone else's child corrupted because of all the hard work that we're trying to do as parents, teaching them morals and respect, and they're teaching our children to hate, divide, and to kill police officers.
So specifically, and you made these points in that incredible 11-minute video that Greg Kelly showed the whole of the 11 minutes. It's on my Rumble channel. You've got to watch it. You gave them chapter and verse. You showed the board. This is the racism that is being taught in the schools under critical race theory. This is the BLM defund the police mantra that is being taught. And you've had enough. And God bless you. I've said it now for a year. We need more courage in this nation. You're an exemplar of that courage. Share with our millions of listeners and viewers what has been the response to you standing up and saying, this stops now.
I've gotten a lot of support. Parents are standing up more. Last night we had over, I want to say 250, 300 parents come out. We were trying to be silenced. The Carmel Board of the Carmel School District, the administrators were keeping people out. They were keeping, supporters out of the school. They were blocking us. They tried to put me in a corner. They wouldn't let me in. But me, I said, excuse me. And I went right in. They didn't let me speak. So I let the public speak. I let other patriots stand up and speak. I had my time, but I had a lot to say still, and I'm not going to stop speaking. But they, then I got attacked, approached. Some woman didn't agree, came at me. Thank God for the deputy sheriff who put himself between us because she wanted at me.
They are clearly worried, and it is a good sign. All kinds of devious things. You sent me Facebook postings, an individual comedy who's running for the local office, who was trying to agitate against you as a conspiracy theorist when you have all the evidence. Tell us again what happened last night. Actually, a student stood up to speak, did they not?
Yes, his name is Dylan. Very patriotic young man. He's very involved, loves our president, loves you, loves our country. Just do anything for our country to keep our patriotism and constitution and God. He was about to speak. A woman, the first woman that spoke, may I say names? Or
absolutely. No. Yeah, it was a public meeting. Yeah.
Yes, it was Melissa Orso. She's a social worker in the school systems, and she is now she was elected to the Board of Ed. She will be starting soon. She gave a disgusting speech about wanting more critical race theory. We need it. We need it. We need the Black Panthers. So when she was done, Dylan was in line to speak next. She approached him 2 inches from his face. Many witnesses to see this. Everyone saw this. And told him, well, I'm not scared of you, little boy. That is what we're putting in our board.
A social worker trying to intimidate one of the students?
That's correct. That's what we have in our school district. In Carmel School District, this is what we have. They are vile, evil people. They will threaten you. I had to hire a security team. I had to hire a security team because of the attacks, the following me. But I don't care because I'm going to. The more they do this, the harder I'm coming.
Follow her right now, Tatiana Ibrahim 5 on Twitter. She's on Instagram as well, on Facebook, Tatiana Ibrahim 5 on Twitter. We've got a minute and a half left. I just can't say enough how excited I am that there are people like you out there, because that's how we take our nation back. That's how we stop. And you said it in that first 11-minute speech. We stop the Marxists and the communists. What is your message in the last 60 seconds, Tatiana? And the door is always open. You want to come back on this show? It is open. But right now, what is your message to the millions of mothers and fathers who just say, oh, I can't get in trouble. I can't cause issues for my kids in school. Let's just keep our heads down. You're not keeping your head down. What is your message to those people?
Every parent can admit that you love your child. This is a life and death situation. If you don't get up and fight for your child, you're going to lose them to this corruption, to this evilness, to this demonic, vile people that are out there. Look at your child. You love them. You will die for them. So now is the time to get up. Do not be scared. Do not let them stop you, because they will try. Fight, fight, fight.
It's such a simple reasoning. It's such a perfect explication. If you love your children, and of course we would die for our children, then why would you let them be indoctrinated to hate this nation, to hate the truth, to hate everything that you fought for? It's up to us, guys. It's up to you. Be more like Tatiana Ibrahim. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
Yeah, but you'll fail. You can try, but you'll fail. For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's just a day to get through. Why? Because Father's Day is tough if you don't have a father. The facts are incontrovertible. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across our nation, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That's 20 times the national average. But there is a path forward out of the grim statistics. That's why I encourage you to watch the powerful new movie, The Streets Were My Father. It shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to the gangs. From life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful and inspirational film, to stream it or to order the DVD, go to salemnow.com. Buy a copy for yourself. Buy a copy for anyone who doesn't have a father or doesn't have the right relationship with their father, or just who simply doesn't believe in the power of God to change their lives. Go now to SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com to watch, to order. The streets were my father. Great news out of Virginia. Do you remember that PE teacher who we played the clip? Was it this week? Was it Monday? That's insane. It was Tanner Cross who said, I'm sorry, I respect the children, and we are all God's creatures, but it goes against the will of God. It is a direct slap in the face of everything I believe to say that if a boy says he's a girl, that I have to actually agree with that insanity. I'm not going to. He was suspended, and what happened right now, Judge James E. Plowman Jr. has granted an injunction to have Tanner Cross reinstated to his job with the Loudoun County Public Schools. God bless the Alliance Defending Freedom and everyone. That clip, what time is it? Have we got time? Yeah, let's play it again. It was so incredibly good. From the top of the show with Lord Black, it's the teachers. The teachers have had enough. There is a handful of brave teachers who are pushing back. And this one is the latest. This is from Fairfax County, a young teacher who, well, she's had enough.
I'm a Fairfax County public school teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement, and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over, and your policies are just as pathetic as making us wear a
mask. Nick Gofford, followed by Ryan.
What do communists do when they don't like what you're saying? They cut you off. They kill the mic. God bless that teacher. We're reaching out to her. Got to get her on this show. She's a great teacher. Did you see how she cut the problem down into the various elements, what they're doing, when they're doing it, how they're doing it, and the idea just at the beginning that by the time they get to middle school, these children are spouting back the socialist talking points, that they have become foot soldiers for the extremists, for the indoctrinated, despite the fact that who do the teachers work for? They don't work for the board. They don't work for the Democrats. Well, not legally. They work for the parents. They work for us. And that is in the richest county in America. The richest, just the irony. The deep irony, the richest county in America is indoctrinating the children in the public schools to socialism. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA, that's 833-334-6752, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, expletives against Joe Biden on the back of them, yep. Trump yep. flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your yep. country. I own this.
Yes? What's your point? It's American. It's the American flag. And it's America. Shan, you are known as the professor. What is an explicative?
An explicit? Can you say that one more time?
Explicative.
Could you use that in a sentence?
She's on the editorial board of the New York Times, Professor.
I'm just glad that, you know, she's gotten past the copy editing stage so she can just do content, because it's obvious that... No, I mean, have you seen just how much New York Times typos there are nowadays? There's a couple of Twitter accounts that are dedicated to this.
Who do you think I am?
No. So there's a couple of Twitter accounts that are dedicated to this.
Are you serious? The typos in the New York Times?
They fired, like, all of their copy editors because they didn't want to pay them.
Because they can't afford it.
Because they can't afford it. And so there's just typo after typo after typo after typo. When you have somebody like that in charge, I guess it makes sense.
She just makes stuff up. Explicative. What's happening in the newspapers? Little side story here. You know, my neighbor Mona, when I walk the dogs every morning, I pick up the Washington Post because she is so frail. I just don't want to. She's got moss on her garden path, on her little yard thing. I don't want her slipping up. So I pick up they chuck it on the sidewalk. I pick it up and I walk in the dogs through her front garden. I drop it on her, literally on her doorstep. She lives in an old church. Lovely lady. And sometimes I pick up the Post and it feels like a leaflet. I swear it's got 6 pages in it or something. The Washington... I mean, are they short of cash? Is Bezos short on cash for paper? I mean, do you read the Post?
I don't read the Post.
But have you seen it when it's like it feels like a pizza menu?
Well, it's because they're prioritizing digital, right? And half the content that they put on digital isn't even like not. It's so bad they can't even print it, right? It's so short. So useless. It's just a headline and like 2 paragraphs.
So it doesn't make sense on the newspaper.
And so all of those people, they're just chasing clicks and they're not actually trying to put out a good publication, like a good physical piece of media. And that's why, you know, you got to like subscribe to a magazine nowadays to read anything in print.
So is this why you make up words like explicative?
You got to fill space somehow, Dr. G. If you get paid by, that's probably a little bit like a couple more letters than.
Yeah, it's adding expletive. A syllable. Well, it's adding expletive. It's adding at least a syllable and some letters.
That's 5 cents.
There you go. Mara Gay, you're on the editorial board and you can't speak English. I guess we should be amused. It's the New York Times. Did you get that, Media Matters? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I just got back from New York with the president, President Trump, in his office, the 26th floor. It was cool. There were 3 of us. I cannot go into details about what we discussed, at least not in detail, but let's say it has something to do with elections, past elections. And I made the conversation about future elections. And I had some ideas I had to give the president. And, you know, there comes a time in one's life. I'm 50. I feel old. Where it's a good thing. Why? Because what have you got to lose? You may be there with perhaps... Is he the most famous man in the world? He's got to be. He's got to be the most famous man in the world. He is the most powerful political figure in America because Biden is just... He's having a snooze right now. And you got to say, I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm in the room with President Trump. I'm going to say what I have to say because the country deserves it. We have a plan, my friends. As to the man who bears the title of president... Oh, where was the caller? Jeff, didn't we have a caller on fake vaccines?
Just like everyone else, when you call them out, they drop.
What's pathetic?
And he called like 4 times before that, right in a row.
Today?
Yes.
Is this an ADD problem or something? Is this just a lack of capacity to... Oh, my gosh. Call me back, because I'll talk to you about vaccines. Even if you've got a tinfoil hat on, it's even extra fun then. Let's get back to business. Seriously, thank you so much for everything you've done. I think we're maybe... Mike Gallagher is crushing it. He alone has raised enough money for 1,000 children to go to Angel Tree Summer Camp this summer. You're doing amazing with me. We're going to do some Zoom calls for the biggest donors to Mike and my... campaign. But let's just listen to the effect you are having. This is from a lovely, lovely lady, Angela, who works at Angel Tree, who describes how the kids arrive. These are kids who've lost a mother or father to the prison system, how they arrive and what happens to them.
They're withdrawn. They're just, their head is kind of dropped. No eye contact. I would say by the second day in the afternoon, they're starting to smile. They're starting to trust. And by the last day of camp, some of them don't know how to express themselves. Some of them are crying. Some of them are hanging on to us that they don't want to leave.
They love it so much. They've been given a safe, safe shelter, a Christ-centric safe place. They don't want to leave. Let's get as many children. The camp is open again. We couldn't do it because of the China virus last year. The camp's open again. Let's get 2,000. Let's hit that mark. Come on, we've got 3 days. If you donated, do you want to make a difference? Go to sebgorka.com right now. Hit on the Angel Tree banner right at the top or call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the very top. Any amount makes a difference, but $200 is one child for a whole week. Will you do that? Will you do that for us? Please, God bless you. It makes such a difference in the potential to break the cycle. Taking your calls, especially if you've got a wacky conspiracy theory that we need to deal with in front of 3 million people. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Do it now. Or make sure before you call us, please, please do guarantee that you're not calling us from a cell phone company that isn't conservative. It's easy to make sure you're with the good guys. They're called Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, we have to stick together and support companies and organizations that share our conservative values, just like Patriot Mobile, who still and always will share those values. Cellular service is more than just connecting people. It's about sharing and supporting conservative organizations that you support every day, such as veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and so much more. Their U.S.-based team is there to help you find the plan that fits your budget. You can keep your old number, and they have the same cell phone tower presence as the big guys, so you have a dependable national service. Please check them out right now. Call 972-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. A real wireless connection with good guys who are on your side. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Well, I don't know what the excuse is. I have to tell you, it's embarrassing. And even now, all this energy we're wasting on, was it the lab? Was it a bat in the wild or at the market or whatever it is? These are the same people who are so curious now that they want to be right. At the same time that debate was happening early on, they were saying there is no pandemic.
So the origins don't matter? Freda, you're such a journalist. Let's talk about what's his preferred topic? Giant cotton buds. Giant cotton buds. That's serious journalism. Don't forget, this Sunday, we're going to dedicate the whole show, the whole hour of the Gorka Reality Check to the origins of the China virus. What you need to know, what happened after the last year, who really is Dr. Fauci? 7 p.m. 10 p.m. re-air, Newsmax this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you don't have it on your cable bundle, go right now online and download the app and you can watch it for free. You do not, we planned it, it's going to be a doozy. You do not want to miss our truth about the corona cover-up this Sunday on Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check. Let's go to Bill. Bill in St. Paul, line one. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Seb. You know, this is kind of related to a lot of what's going on. In fact, I'm sitting about a mile away from whoever that guy's name, I don't want to say, who they dedicated a square in Minneapolis to. And, you know, he was a criminal. And that poor woman that got shot in D.C. was an honorable veteran. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm wondering, okay, I've got all three of your books. So I'm wondering, can you write a fourth one that has to do with China and the economics involved in that?
I had a whole chapter on China in the second one. Right? We fight. I did a whole breakdown on what they believe, what their strategy is, Belt and Road, the unrestricted warfare. You want more than that?
Well, no, you were kind enough to respond to a text that I erroneously asked about something that I realized, well, Belt and Road was the answer. That's why nobody's going to But I mean, I guess I'm thinking more in terms of domestic politicians and what they've had invested, as well as some business.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I always say horses for courses, and when you've got people out there, when you've got the great work of what's his name, Peter. Come on, guys, help me out. Breitbart, Peter
Schweitzer.
When Peter Schweitzer on both the left and the right documents the connections to China, I don't want to try and outdo what Peter Schweitzer has done. But I've got ideas for my next book. But thank you for your kind comments. If you want to understand what the plan is, read the chapter on China in winning. What's the second book called? Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies. With no apologies, might be time for writing a new one.